Weiter in Shas. We are in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Zayin. Picking it up on the top of the page. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines down. Last word on the line. Amar Rabbi Zeira. We learned about a Shchiv Mirah, and there's someone who's on his deathbed. They can go ahead and they can give over, you know, transfer over some of their property, or all their property, whatever it is, as law, even without having any sort of kinyan that takes place. Which is definitely unusual, but that's a din. The question is, how do you know it's from the Torah? Like, where do we find this? That is, again, says Rosh Bam, Shekona B'dav Dibor below Kenyan Sudar. Kigon Mitzvahachmas Misa, like we see, just like saying it out. Shenamar, the Pasuk says, Va'avartem es nachaloso levito. The Pasuk says by Yerusha that you shall transfer his estate to his daughter. Yeshlecha ha'avar acheres shehikazu. There is another, the fact that it says you shall transfer is telling you that there's another type of way of transferring. And what's that? Ve'zuzeh matazu matazu. Like, this is the way you should do it, which means there's another type you can do it as well, that without any kinyan at all, and that's the matter of Shchimira. Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua Meacha. Again, Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua Meacha. Unisatam es nachaloso le'achiv le'echav. You shall give his estate to his brothers. Right, when it says Yeshcha Nisina Acheres Yikazu, it's telling us that there's another type of giving that's like this one. Ve'ezuzum, what's that? Zumat Hashchimera. That is a matana of Hashchimera. The Rav Nachman, my time alone, ve'avartem. Why is it that Rav Nachman will give the second answer? Why doesn't he like the first answer? Right, Ahumi Bayalichid Rabbi says no. That's enough for Rabbi. The Tanya Rabbi Omer, Bekula Nemer Behem Nesina. In all the Pesukim that talk about the idea of Yerusha, he gives over the lashon of Nesina. Vekan Nemra Havara. We saw this earlier in the Masechta. Right over here it says Havara. Enocha Shemav Yernachal Mishavet Loshavet Elabas. And it's come because no one except for a daughter is able to move a Yerusha from one shevet to another shevet. Ho Beno Bayla Yershin Osa. Since her son or her husband are able to go ahead and to be Yorish her. So therefore, that's why the pasuk is not open to teach us this idea about a Shemat HaShchimira. Rabbi Zeira is answer number one. My time will Omer Unisatim. Why doesn't he say Felois Unisatim? He says, Orchid Grohu. That's just the normal way that the pasuk speaks over here. Like, don't come along and make a big deal out of something that's not big dealable. That's just the way the pasuk talks. Says the Gemara, Rav Menashe bar Yirmiyahu Amar Me'acha. He says it comes from here. Bayom Mehem Chala Chizkiyahu Lamus. Pasuk says in those days Chizkiyahu got sick. And he was going down. He came and he said to him, "Ko Amar Hashem, Tzav lebeisecha ki meisa tov lo sichya. And tell your household what you want to do because you die and you ain't going to live." That seems to be saying, he's saying just with a tzava, just by speaking out without having to actually do anything. So there we see that this is actually done. Rami bar Yecheskel Amar Mehachi says, learn from here. Achitofel ra ki lo ne'as esah atzoso. Achitofel saw that his etzah wasn't being carried out. V'yachav v'shesachamor v'yakom v'yelechal beis ol yiro. And he got up, he took his saddle, his donkey. And he got up and he went to his house, to his town. V'yitzav his beiso v'yichanak. And he told his house what to do, and then he choked himself. Terrible story in Shmuel Beis, how he ended up killing himself. But Tzava Be'alma, that was the Tzava Be'alma, just spoke it and actually do any Kenyan. Tanu Rabbanan, Shalosh Devarim, Tziva Achitovel Esmanav. There are three things Achitovel told to his kids. Rashbam says, Hachi Havu Kimlo. Al Tiyu B'machlokes. Don't be in fights. I mean, don't fight amongst each other. Do not rebel against Malchus Beis David. Right? That's because that's what happened with him, because he was part of Avshalom, who tried to come against David, and it was a failed attempt. So he was teaching the same idea. Don't him not to do it. Right? V'yondom shal tzeres barur ziruchitim. And if Shavuos falls out on a day when the skies are clear, right, says Rishbam, Dahainu Shavuos, Imtira Barur, Tzach, Velo Yoma Meunan, Zarachitim, Shematzlichim, Osashana, then go and plant a wheat, it's going to be Matzliach on that day. Cool. Amar Zuchamar Balul Itmar. He actually said, not clear, but the opposite. Balul, as in cloudy, says Rashbam. Yom Unan. Aminar Doi Mishmeid Rabbi Yaakov, Lo Bar Velo Bar Mamish. Clear doesn't mean that it's completely clear. Velo Balul, Balul Mamish. And cloudy doesn't actually mean completely cloudy. Ela Filu Balul Veruch Tzfonis Min Shafto. Even if it was cloudy, but there's a northern wind blowing, so Bar, that is considered clear. Amar Lei Rabbi Abba Leravashi Anan Ad Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Masninon La. We go with that was taught by Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. That whether the crop is going to be good or not going to be good is actually something that happened on Sukkot, right? And that's when there's going to be how much rain is going to be and how much is going to fall over there. And that's really the indicator. Says the Rashbam, I think Gemara is going to send out the Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Motzi Yom Tov Achon Shel Chag, when you're dealing with the last day of, you know, the night after the last day of Sukkot, Hakol Tzofim La'ashana Maracha. Everyone would look to see the smoke that was coming from the Beis HaMikdash. Not the Kabbat Tzofim if it went toward the Tzofim, towards the north, right? Which means that the wind was blowing from the south. Then Aniyim Smechim Balabatim Metzufim, the poor people would be happy, but the Balabatim, that is people that are rich, they would be upset. Mipnei shegishmi shana merubim uperis markivim, because that would mean that that year's rain is going to be a lot of rain, and therefore the stuff in the storehouses is going to end up rotting. Right? Yeah, that's because of the fact that you can't hold it too long because of the mezegavir, the weather. Therefore, it's going to be bad for it. It's going to go bad quicker. And therefore, they have to sell it more often. They have to sell cheaper. Not the Gabi Dharmless is going towards the south, and you might see him by the bottom speaking, just the opposite. She gives me shadow mulatim and paris mishtabim, because the fact that there's going to be a little bit of rain and their produce is going to last longer, they could sell it for more expensive. Not the Gabi Mizachim is going towards the east, say smechim, then akol smechim. Everyone's going to be, because there's going to be enough rain to keep the stuff at a good price, and then Air Force is going. Everyone's going to be good. Says Rishpam Shema Me'arvis Mimitras Bemida Paris and Biyoker. Klapi Ma'arv Akol Tzivim. If it's going towards the west, then everyone's going to be not happy. Oh baby, because that holds back rain, and it brings like a drought. Everything gets expensive, and things don't grow. Right, so there we see that's the that's going to be hard. So Mizrachi is kashem, Arav is yafeh. It's going east is bad, west is good. Uramini Mizrachi is liolam yafeh. We just said Mizrachi is bad. Now it's saying Mizrachi is always good. Arav is olam kashem, just the opposite. We said that's good, but here it says it's always bad. Ruach Safon is yafeh lechidim b'shal shaviv shlish. A wind from the north is going to be good for stuff of wheat that grow in the third. But it's going to be bad for the olive trees that are starting to grow. For Ruach Jerome is kasha lechita mishal shevi shlish, and wind from the south is going to be bad for the wheat that's grown a third. V'yafel lezeis mishal sheyanetsu, and it's going to be good for the olive trees that are blossoming, right, because of the amount of rain that's going to be over there. So we're kind of going to, basically we have contradiction between what's good, east or west, is it good or bad? Says the Gemara, before we answer, Rav Rav Yosef, Yitim Emar Zutra, Yitim Emar Rav Nachman, V'simanach Shulchan B'tzafen Menor B'davon. How are you going to remember this? That is that your sermon is that the Shulchan, the table, is in the Beis HaMikdash, was on the north side, and the menorah is on the south side. Hai Mar B'didei, V'hai Mar B'didei. The table is going to increase on its own, and the menorah is going to increase on its own, right? The table had the lechem upon him. That's the wheat, and the menorah had the olive oil. So the table in the north is telling us that north wood is good for wheat, and the menorah in the south is reminding that south winds are good for olives. So it's going to lokasha. Halan v'halahu. The second brisa is talking about the people living in Bavel, and the first one is talking about those living in Eretz Yisrael. So depending on where you are is whether the wind is going to be good or is going to be bad for you, whether east or west, which way it's going to go. Tanya, we learned today. Braisa Abba Shaul Tanya, Abba Shaul Omer. Yom Tov Shel Atzer is Barur. If the weather of during Shavuos is clear, Simen Yafal L'Chol HaShana Kula, it's a good time for the entire year. Amar of Zvid, Hay Yom HaKama DeReshata, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Ichamim Kula Shata Chamima. If it's going to be hot, that means that the entire year is going to be hot. Right? And if it's cold, the tire is going to be cold. Lamai nafkamina, what's a nafkamina? It's going to be hot. It's going to be cold. What are you going to figure out? What are you buying? Your K-Way or, you know, your North Face or whatever? Beep, turn the page. Kuf mem zanima base. Letfila social Kohen Gadol. The difference comes out with the tfila of the Kohen Gadol, because we know the famous Gemara in Yuma. The Kohen Gadol will leave the Kodesh Kedoshim. He would daven a little tefillah asking that it's going to be good weather for the next year. So if he knows because of Rosh Hashanah, right, that it's going to be hot, then he would daven that it not be too hot. I mean, he would say it's going to be cold. He would daven that it not be too cold. V'rav amar Rav Nachman, mat nashchiv meirah, midirabanan b'yalma hi. It's derabanan. You're trying to find psukim over here. The whole thing is really midirabanan. Shabbat yitarv daita olav. Because maybe what's going to happen is a person is sick and you tell him he's not allowed to do this type of thing. He's going to lose his mind and he's going to bring him to come to death quicker. And we don't want that to happen. So therefore we say it works. So mi amar Rav Nachman. He's really saying that if I'm Rav Nachman, even though Shmuel says that, let's say if someone who sells a shtar chov, you have an IOU, someone else owes you money, and you sell that, and afterwards you go and you're mochel it, you're mochel the mechila. So Bob gives it to Dave, and then Bob is mochel it, then mochel the taka works, and that buyer can't use it anymore. But feel Yorish mochel, after the Yorish can be mochel that which is coming to him, right? When the lender dies, his yarshim come there and they become, you know, the Baal Yechov instead. They have the power to cancel things owed to their father. Moda Shmuel, and Shmuel agrees, im nisan no b'manda shchimira, that if the creditor gave the loan part of a shchimira, in yochel machlo, he's not able to be mochel it anymore. I said, if you want to say that this idea of Shchemira is Daraisa, Shemachi and Yochel Lomcho, that's why you can't go ahead and be Mochel it anymore. Why can't he go and be Mochel a Darabanan to get that over here? He should have the ability to do it. Says the Gemara, no problem. Ain't a Shel Torah. Really, it's not me Daraisa. Vasuk is a Torah, but they made it like it was Daraisa. Says Rashbam, Shum Tiruv Daito, Kedam Leil. Like we said, the Tiruv Dait, right? So therefore, you know, you want to say, you're not going to be Mochel because it's Rabbanon, because it's Daraisa, it must be Daraisa, but if it's Rabbanon, you wouldn't be able to. The answer is Rabbanon, so you can't because they made it like Shel Torah. Amar Rav Nachman, Shchimira Shamar V'Gayin Azet, but he says, Yadur Ploni B'Bayezet, this person will have the right to live in this house. Yochel Ploni B'Hiz Dekel Zet, the person will have to eat the fruit of this palm. Lo Amar Klum, he didn't say anything. Achi Omer, Tenu B'Bayezet, Ploni V'Yadur Bo. Give it to him and he lives there. Tenu Dekel Zet, Ploni V'Yochel Bo. Give this to him, Yochel Bo, so he can eat the Peros. In fact, Amar, remember the summer of Nachman, Milchad Isa B'Bari, Isa B'Shchimira, the Lesa B'Bari, Lesa B'Shchimira. Hold on one second. It sounds like you're saying that something they have the ability of a healthy person to give over, it's within the power of a shchimira to do, but if it's not in the hands of a healthy person, then a shchimira is not able to do it, right? Meaning to say a shchimira's statement has no more power than a healthy person's, you know, kinyan. Whatever a healthy person can't give through an act of a kinyan, a shchimira also can't give through stating. V'amar, Rava, Amar of Nachman, Rav said in the name of Nachman, beep, turn the page, Kuf Mem Ches, Shchiv Meira, She'amar, Tenu Alva, Sila Ploni, give my loan, meaning of something that is owed to me, give it over to Ploni, to so-and-so, right? That we're talking about here, says Rashbam, a milva alpeh. This is talking about a milva alpeh, and that's something that's written in the Shtar. Halva also Laploni, then his loan goes over to that person. V'alfagav, the less of Bibari. This is even so if a healthy person is not able to do it. So why would you say that those things are interrelated? Rav Papa Amar, Hol v'yorish yarsha. The reason Shchemira can give it over is because in a yorish would be able to actually inherit it. says the Rashbam, "Mashani hol v'yorish yorisha lezu hamalve amilve ki ilu b'rishuso." It's like it's in the rishus. V'armin el kaman, we say matna shchemira ki yerusha shavua. They can say like yerusha rabbanon. They made it to the rabbanon made it like a yerusha. Hilkach kevan de ise b'rusha ise matna shchemira. Since it's yerusha, it's shchemira also. That is one answer. And Rav Acha ben Ravika Amar Halva'a Isa Bebari. A loan is within the power of a healthy person to give over. If someone says, I have a money in your hands, I mean, you owe it to me, you can give it to someone else. B'ma'amad Shlosh, and he said in the presence of all three of them, him, the guy who has it, and the one who's getting it, Kana, the Nataka, does work. So we see even a halva has the ability of being given over to somebody else without doing any sort of kinyan over here. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.